Okay, so there was a prompt to talk about something really passionately, and I've been really obsessed with something lately, but I haven't had anybody to exactly talk to about because it's such a it's such a niche, what do you call it? It's such a niche interest that I'm not sure who would even be interested, but I really wanted to tell somebody about these channels on YouTube that I've been finding, and they've been motivating me to do some things in my real life because it's really interesting to me. But I've always been a person who likes to modify clothes. I like to take apart my old clothing or and like analyze the structure of it and restructure it into other new clothes. Like if I wanted to change the size of it to be smaller or bigger, I've always been interested in that, but I didn't know that was a thing. And I recently discovered these YouTube channels, Bernadette Banner and Makara Tours, who are two very different they're very different YouTubers, but they are in the sphere of modifying and creating clothes. Bernadette Banner is a very educational, very informed lady who specializes in Victorian and older clothing. She researches a whole lot about well, like I said, like Victorian clothing and the anatomy of it or how it was made. Her most popular video that got in my recommended videos was of her buying a knockoff of her own dress, and then comparing it to the actual handmade Victorian dress that she made. And she goes into the details of the actual craftsmanship of her own dress versus the knockoff dress. Like, I didn't know beforehand that clothes can be super sturdy because of how close the stitches can be. And she was saying how some really old pieces of garments were less than a millimeter stitched apart, and they were so strongly held together that it was virtually indestructible through natural causes. And that was extraordinary to me. Like, I never knew that. And then I went through all my clothing and like looked to see him, did this manufacturer make my shirt really nicely, or made the skirt really nicely. it's really stupid stuff like that, but it was really interesting to me, and I was really enlightened to learn about the history of fashion, of European fashion. I want to see if there's like an Asian or Eastern history for fashion, or even men's clothing. That would be really interesting to me. And then that other YouTuber that I mentioned, Mikira Tours, she does what I'm gonna call comedy sewing videos, which is very strange because that's not usually something that meshes together, but she's becoming quickly one of my favorite channels to look at because she does sewing content similar to Bernadette Banner, but it's in a way that is captivating, and she's less of an educational channel and more of an entertainment channel. But it's very funny to watch all of her stuff, and I highly recommend if you had like some spare time to look at Makara Tours and see if any of her content was interesting to you, because she does have some really creative and thrifty ideas on how to make clothes, and so that interests me because I'm always interested to know on how to creatively rehash some of the old clothes that I have. It's been a great resource to me to be able to know how to sew, and I don't like admitting to people that I sew because it seems like a very girly thing to do, and I guess that's ironic because I am such a girl, but it's not something that I think is very common nowadays. And I really wish it was, because there's a lot of joy that can be brought in making your own pieces of garments. Like, I remember making my first ever t-shirt. T-shirt's like super simple to make now that I know how to actually make it, but I remember making my first t-shirt and wearing it and thinking like, wow, I made this with my own two hands, and that's something that I can potentially pass on to someone. So I really thought that was sweet. Okay, this is getting really sappy now, so I'm gonna stop. Thank you for listening. This is a very good request. Thank you.